With their shaved skulls, Marines are often called jarheads, which is also the title of a best-selling memoir by Anthony Swofford about his experiences in the first Gulf War. The book has been turned into a movie starring Jake Gyllenhaal as Swofford, Peter Sarsgaard as his Marine buddy, and Jamie Foxx as their sergeant.
The director Sam Mendes and the screenwriter William Broyles Jr. showed a lot of guts taking on a book like Jarhead. War movies generally build to combat, an explosive release. But Swofford barely engaged with the Iraqis, who were largely taken out by the Air Force from high above. The movie of Jarhead is unusually faithful, so it's worth describing the arc of the book. It centers on the abuse and dehumanization of Swofford and his fellow Marines in boot camp, and then it shifts to the long, long wait in the barren Saudi Arabian desert, in killing heat, with no visible enemy, with the prospect of a poison gas attack at any moment, and with no booze to lighten the psychological load. Swofford's near delirium finally merges with his outrage at what his fellow soldiers had become, at best desensitized, at worst sadistic. And the blackened corpses of Iraqis strewn all over the landscape leave him sickened. Published in 2003, the book ends on a bitter note. The men who, quote, spread good news about war and warriors never fought, Swofford writes. They are liars and cheats, and they gamble with your freedom and your life and the lives of your sons and daughters and the reputation of your country. Mendes and Broyles don't go that far in their indictment, which keeps the movie from spilling into diatribe, but might also diminish its punch. The film feels a little detached, maybe because the internal turmoil of its protagonist, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, is so difficult to capture on screen, even with first-person narration. The first half of Jarhead plays like a humanist but diluted Full Metal Jacket, with Jamie Foxx as the sergeant commanding his men essentially to merge with their weapons.
You will repeat after me. This is my rifle.
This is my rifle.
There were many like it, but this one is mine.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Without my rifle, I am nothing.
Without my rifle, I am nothing.
Without me, my rifle is nothing.
Without me, my rifle is nothing.
The grunt dies for 15,000 poorly placed rounds. The sniper dies for that one perfect shot.
Hit. Fire. Fire. Fire.
I was hooked.
Mendes and Broyles resist nudging Jarhead into conventional melodrama, and it's far less showy than Mendes' glib Oscar-winner American Beauty and his overinflated Road to Perdition. It's worth remembering that he's primarily a theater guy. I liked him much better when I saw a great production he did of Twelfth Night. It's possible that he regards Jarhead as a kind of marshal waiting for Godot. The characters refer to the Marine Corps as the Suck, which translates lots of ways, but suggests a corrosive Beckett-like vacuum. Mendes and cinematographer Roger Deakins create some surreal stage pictures of soldiers against a sky turned a malignant charcoal by distant burning oil wells, of the protagonist sitting beside charred remains of men around what once was a campfire, an image out of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Jarhead's most astonishing scene invokes another war film, Coppola's Apocalypse Now. The Marines watch the movie and whoop with glee during the famous Ride of the Valkyries bombardment, a scene that, of course, is a masterpiece of ambivalence. You're supposed to be appalled by the destruction of what appears to be a peaceful village, yet fired up by the spectacle, the whoosh, the smell of napalm in the morning. But these men are only turned on. They're living to kill. When Swofford's buddy, Troy, played by Peter Sarsgaard, is denied the chance to take out an Iraqi, he goes mad and attacks a senior American officer. As Jarhead's psychological casualty, Sarsgaard is fascinating. As an actor, he's slightly opaque, which means you're never quite sure if he's ironic or serious. So when he blows up here, it's a shocking moment. Jamie Foxx gives the movie a blast of energy, and Dennis Haysbert has a marvelous cameo as a captain who savors a good bowel movement. I have a lot of respect for Jarhead. although there's nothing in it as potent as the opening of the post-Desert Storm movie Three Kings, in which a soldier shoots an Iraqi who might or might not be surrendering. That's fictional, obviously, and Mendes and Broyles were bound by the facts of Swofford's life. The violence in Three Kings got into our blood, whereas Jarhead is more cerebral. Its protagonist sits back and contemplates the carnage, not knowing whether to be relieved or stricken, but knowing something is very wrong.
David Edelstein is film critic for Slate.